Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Breathing 411. The 411 stands for four thoughts, one quote, and one answer all around breathing for a better life. So let's jump straight into the first thought for this week. It is titled, The Most Empirically Supported Way. And here's a quote. The most empirically supported way that contemplative practices confer their psychological and physiological benefits is by lowering threat arousal through shifting the autonomic nervous system to parasympathetic dominance via slow and/or regulated breathing, end quote. And that is from a paper published in Psychological Review in 2024. And of course, right, contemplative practices go way beyond just breathing. They draw upon mind and body, you know, physical, mental, and spiritual components to uniquely benefit each person in their own way, right? But this is a super powerful scientific statement, right? It reminds us that because the breath is our spirit, right, the essence of our being, and it's the direct connection to the nervous system, it plays a role, whether intentionally or unintentionally, right, in all contemplative practice. Remember, the most empirically supported way that they confer their psychological and physiological benefits is via slow and/or regulated breathing. That is powerful to contemplate and to remember that even if you don't care about breathing, right, if you're into meditation, any type of contemplative practice, it plays a role in some manner. And with that, let's move on to thought number two. I love this one. It is titled, Give Your Heart and Lungs a Vacation by Practicing This. And here's a quote. In other words, patience is not only a mental virtue, it is an asset even for physical health. I'm sure you're aware that the way your heart races when you get impatient. Perhaps you have noticed too that your breathing becomes faster and more shallow. Doesn't it seem reasonable that if you can strengthen your patience to such a degree that other people's behavior never upsets you, your heart, lungs, and nervous system will be on vacation? End quote. That was Eknath Ishwaran from the book Original Goodness. And that does sound very reasonable to me, right? Doesn't it seem reasonable that if you strengthen your patience to such a degree that other people's behavior never upsets you, that your heart, your lungs, and your nervous system will be on vacation? So here's to cultivating a little more patience so that we may give our hearts, lungs, and nervous systems a vacation. A little more of a vacation every day. And of course, we'll always get a little impatient, right? There'll always be things, but that's part of the practice and part of the fun that it never ends. And with that, we will move on to thought number three. It is simply titled Movement. And here is the thought. Physical activity moves your body. A breath practice moves your spirit. And reading timeless wisdom moves your soul. They all need movement to stay energized and robust. And that is a thought from yours truly, and just something I was contemplating as I read a passage that moved me. And I thought, oh, that's funny. I said that these words moved me. And then I thought of like, oh, you know, I was reading a lot about movement at the time. And I thought that's interesting. We all need movement, right? We talk about physical movement a lot, but our soul needs movement, right? We need to read uplifting stuff or not even up, just things that resonate with you. It doesn't have to be, you know, some motivational speech, right? Just anything that motivates you anything that resonates with you, right, can really move your soul. And that's so important to all movement. And so, anyways, that is the thought. And with that little ramble, apologize for that. Let's move on to thought number four, which is my teacher is the best. And here is a quote that I love. One Zen student said, my teacher is the best. He can go days without eating. The second said, my teacher has so much self-control, he can go days without sleeping. The third said, my teacher is so wise that he eats when he's hungry and sleeps when he's tired. End quote. And that is so good. I found that on some website that had like little Zen parables, so I can't really, you know, attribute where that originated, but so good nonetheless, and such a good reminder that the wisest thing we can do is eat when we're hungry and sleep when we're tired. And that is it for the four thoughts. Let's move on to the one quote for this week. It is a phenomenal one. Here it is, quote, When we begin to take up breathing practices, we temporarily make an involuntary, life-sustaining function voluntary, and in that can make dramatic shifts to our state of mind and the state of our nervous system. End quote. And that is from Eddie Stern from Healing Through Breathing. And then finally, the one answer for this week, the category is the diaphragm. The answer is to facilitate communication of vital information, the diaphragm has three major ones of these. What are three major openings for things to pass through, of course, for vital information to pass through? So that's pretty neat. All right, that is it for this week. Remember that the most empirically supported way that contemplative practices help is through slow and or regulated breathing. Remember to give your heart and lungs a vacation by just trying to practice a little more patience with people, and that will slow down your breathing and heart rate, you know, because you won't get all moved up a lot. Remember movement, that physical activity moves your body, a breath practice moves your spirit, and reading timeless wisdom moves your soul. They all need movement. And remember, the best teacher, right, is not the one who can go days without eating or days without sleeping. It's the one who eats when he's hungry, he or she is hungry, and sleeps when he or she is tired. That is so, so good. And as always, thank you for listening. If you would like to, you know, have me as your own personal philosopher and scientist, sign up for the Breath Learning Center, because that's basically what you get. I just read books and papers and send you the most relevant information to hopefully help you discover more of who you are and live your best life. So if you're interested in that, go to breathlearning.com, sign up. Otherwise, just thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week.